אנחנו נעבור ללמוד קטעים נבחרים.
We will now study selected passages about the topic of how do we behave during the descent, continuing with excerpt number 17. Continuing with excerpt number 17, which is from Shamari 33, the lots on Yom Kippurim and with Haman. Indeed, we must know that what appears to one as things that contradict the guidance of the good who does good is only to compel one to draw the upper light on the contradictions, when wanting to prevail over the contradictions. Otherwise, one cannot prevail. This is called the exaltedness of the Creator, which one extends when having the contradictions, called dinim, judgments. This means that the contradictions can be annulled if one wants to overcome them, only if he extends the exaltedness of the Creator. You find that these dinim cause the drawing of the exaltedness of the Creator. This is the meaning of what is written, and cast his mantle upon him. It means that afterwards he attributed the whole mantle of hair to him, to the Creator. That is, now he saw that the Creator gave him this mantle deliberately in order to draw the upper light on them. However, one can see this later. After one has been granted the light that rests on these contradictions and dinim that he had in the beginning. This is because he sees that without the hair, meaning the descents, there would be no place for the upper light to be there, as there is no light without a kli. For this reason, he sees that all the exaltedness of the Creator he had obtained was because of the se'arot, the hairs, and the contradictions he had had. This is the meaning of the Lord on high is mighty. It means that the exaltedness of the Creator is awarded through the aderet, the mantle. You'll read from Bala Sulam, from letter 10, do as you can, and the salvation of the Lord is in the blink of the eye, and the most important thing that stands before you today is the unity of the friends, and exert in that more and more, because it can recompense for all of the deficiencies. Excerpt number 18, Bala Sulam Shamari 13, a pomegranate. There is emptiness only in a place where there is no existence, as in the earth hangs on nothing. You find that what is the measure of the feeling of the empty place? The answer is according to one's elevation of oneself above reason. This means that the emptiness should be filled with exaltedness, meaning with above reason, and to ask of the Creator to give him that strength. This will mean that all the emptiness was created, meaning it comes to a person to feel this way, that he is empty, only in order to fill it with the romemut, the exaltedness of the Creator. In other words, one is to take everything above reason. This is the meaning of the verse, God has made it that he will be feared. This means that these thoughts of emptiness come to a person in order for one to have a need to take upon himself faith above reason. And for this we need the help of the Creator. It follows that at that time one must ask the Creator to give him the power to believe above reason. It turns out that it is precisely then that one needs the Creator to help him, since the exterior mind lets him understand the opposite. Hence, at that time one has no other choice but to ask the Creator to help him. It is said about this, one's desire overcomes him every day, and were it not for the Creator, he would not overcome it. it follows that only then is the state where one understands that no one will help him but the Creator. And this is, God has made it that he will be feared. The matter of fear is discerned as faith, and only then is one in need of the salvation of the Creator.
What did you find?
Well, something from Rabash. What is the Torah was given out of darkness in the work. The Torah is given for those who have deficiency. The deficiency is called darkness. This is the meaning of the Torah is given out of darkness. Meaning, if one feels darkness in his life because he has no vessels of bestowal, then he is qualified to receive the Torah, so that with the Torah, the light in it will reform him. Then he will attain vessels of bestowal, and by them he will be fit to receive the good and the pleasure. So it turns out that the Torah was given specifically to those who are in a state who feel, when they feel that the will to receive controls them, and they're yelling, shouting out of darkness that they need the Torah to bring them out of darkness, which is the control of the vessels of reception, upon which there was a restriction, a tzimtzum, and a concealment, so that the light could not shine, and this is the reason they need the Torah.
I got nothing to say.
Excerpt number 19 from Shamati 83 concerning the right vav and the left vav. In any state one is in, he can be a servant of the Creator, since he does not need anything, but does everything above reason. It turns out that one does not need any mochin with which to be the servant of the Creator. Now we can interpret what is written, set up a table before me against my enemies. A table means, as it is written, and sent her out of his house. And she departed his house and went. Ashulchan, a table, is like veshalcha, meaning exit from the work. We should interpret that even during the exits from the work, meaning in a state of decline, one still has a place to work. This means that when one prevails above reason during the declines and says that descents too were given to him from above, by this the enemies are cancelled. This is so because the enemies thought that through the declines that person will reach utter lowliness and escape the campaign. But in the end, the opposite occurred. The enemies were cancelled. This is the meaning of what is written, the table that is before the Lord. That precisely, in that this manner, does he receive the face of the Creator. This is the meaning of subduing all the judgments, dinim, even the harshest judgments, since he assumes the burden of the kingdom of heaven at all times. That is, he always finds a place for work, as it is written that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, there is no place to hide from him. And if it doesn't, we're continuing from excerpt number 20. From Rabash, who causes the prayer? One must not say, I'm waiting for the Creator to give me an awakening from above, and then I will be able to work in the work of holiness. Baal HaSulam said that in regard to the future, a person must believe in reward and punishment. Meaning he must say, if I am not for me, who is for me? And when I am for me, what am I? And if not now, then when? Thus, one mustn't wait another moment. Instead, he should say, if not now, then when? And he must not wait for a better time. So, then I will get up and do the work of holiness. Rather, it is as our sages said, do not say, I will study when I have time, lest you will not have time. 21 out of Rabash, letter 77. The whole foundation is that one should ask that all of one's thoughts and desires will be only to benefit the Creator. A depiction of lowliness called Shekhinah in the dust immediately appears. Hence, we must not be impressed by the descent, since many pennies join into a great amount. This is as we learned, there is no absence in spirituality. Rather, that it has temporarily departed in order to have room for work to advance. This is so because every moment that we scrutinize into holiness enters the domain of holiness. And the person descends only in order to sort out more sparks of holiness. However, there is an advice that one should not wait until his degree is lowered for him. And when he feels his lowliness, he goes up again. And that ascent is regarded as sorting a part into holiness. Instead, he himself descends and elevates other sparks and raises them into the domain of holiness. It is as our sages said, before I lose, I search. Meaning, before I lose the situation I'm in, I start searching. It is as Baal HaSulam said about King David, who said, I awaken the dawn. Our sages said, I awaken the dawn, and the dawn does not awaken me. Therefore, the keeping is primarily during the ascent and not during the descent. No, we just read that. So 22. From Rabash, Article 27. What is the meaning of suffering in the work? Our sages said, what I did not lose, I seek. That is, an old man walking bent, always looking at the ground as though searching for something. He says, I have lost nothing, yet I search. We should interpret, old is he who has acquired wisdom. That is, he is wise, who sees the future. Since he can come to a descent in order to acquire empty kelim, empty vessels, so the Creator may fill them, or he will remain in a state of lowliness, because he will not feel deficient. Then, when he loses the state of ascent, he begins to seek advice how to ascend in spirituality once again. Therefore, one who is old, meaning wise, that sees the future, begins to search how to ascend in spirituality even before he loses the state of ascent. He begins to follow all the counsels about the ways to ascend on the spiritual degrees. And this is done by seeking deficiencies in the state he is in. In that case, there is no need to throw him down in importance, so he will find and see deficiencies in himself, since he himself will be looking for deficiencies so as to have empty kelim that the Creator may fill. 23. Out of Rabash, what is you shall not plant for yourself an asherah by the altar, in the work? Every descent is a trial. If a person can endure the trial, meaning that the thought that comes to a person causes him to see if he is under the governance of Kedusha or not, during the descent, a person can see that at the time of ascent, his whole structure was built on the will to receive for oneself. During the descent, a person cannot make any calculations. But afterward, when he receives nearing from above once more, which comes to a person by what is written, I am the Lord, who dwells with them in the midst of their impurity. Meaning that even though a person is still in the authority of self-love, still an illumination comes to him from above called an awakening from above. At that time, he must awaken the state of descent that he had by himself, and think what was the reason he received the descent, and what he must correct, so as not to come into a descent once more. A person must believe that the fact that he suffered a descent is because he was thrown from above. This is why he fell into such lowliness. At that time, he can work on himself, correct corrections, so he does not fall again, since he must believe that the descent is a correction for him.